Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Thank you all for tuning in on this evening. I would like to say it is a nice, steamy, hot night here in Chicago, and the atmosphere is perfect for what the man of God is going to bring to our ears tonight and to our heart, for our ears to hear it and our hearts to receive it. And if we could just picture it in our inner thoughts, that we can just have an insight of what God is going to do and God is wanting to do for us as a body of Christ. I'm so glad to say I am a part of this ministry, which is Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry, with Smile 3E, with Minister Sheila Kaiser, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. I am your host tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have one of the powerfulest men in ministry out. I'm just going to go on and just let his name get in the atmosphere so you all could just be ready to receive what the man of God is going to bring. Apostle, Prophet Antoine Thomas will be our speaker on tonight. He will be bringing forth the word of God, a message that God has put in his heart to give to the body of Christ. So I just want you all to just get in a state of prayer, in a mind of prayer. Get your heart set to pray for the man of God, not pray on the man of God, but just pray for him as he brings forth the word on tonight. We're going to just ask you all to touch and agree that God's will be done, that you all could just receive and accept what God is saying to the body of Christ, and just hold on to every word that comes out of the man of God's mouth on tonight. Get your Bibles, you all, so that we can just go on in the word ourselves, not just be a hearer, but we could be a reader as well as a doer of the word of God. I'm going to start off with prayer before we turn it over to the man of God's hands. So are you guys ready? Come on and join in with me with this prayer. Father God, we come before you on tonight, Lord. We're asking you to forgive us of every sin that we've committed willingly, knowingly, or that we committed not knowing or not willingly, but what was first seen as a sin but wasn't a sin. We're asking you to just touch our heart, God, that it may change. We're asking you to touch our mind, God, that it will change. We're asking you to just even touch what comes out of our mouth, God. We're asking you to just bless our families, bless our jobs, our homes, our vehicles. God, we're just asking you to bless everything that you have called into our life to just make it a blessing that will come forth. We're asking you to bless our children. We're asking you to bless our grandchildren. We're asking you to bless every man and woman of God that's assigned to this ministry. We're asking you to bless every man and woman of God that's listening to this ministry. We're asking you to just bless, comfort, and strengthen Apostle Sandra Thomas on tonight, oh Lord. I'm asking you to just strengthen Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, oh God. Thank you for the endurance that she's going into. Thank you for the level that you're taking her to. Thank you for everything that you're blessing her with, where that she can just walk into your marvelous will and know that you are God and you are God alone. God, I just ask you to just even just touch us and bless us when we don't know what to pray or we don't know how to pray. God, if we don't know how to do anything but just moan before you and just cry out, Jesus, 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 God, I'm asking you to bless us even in that place. Bless us where we would know that that's more than enough. And in Jesus' name, these things are so. Amen. So I'm going to ask Apostle Prophet Antoine Thomas if he's on the phone tonight. Are you on the phone, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm gonna hand it over to you so you can have your way.
All right. Thank you so much. I very much so appreciate that. Those of you know, sometimes I'm able to do Facebook Live, depending on what my situation allows. So we are on Facebook Live with Blog Talk Radio tonight. And so if that is easier for you to log into. That is fine as well. And I'm going to ask those who are who get a chance to come on Facebook Live to share that, share it tonight. This is, I promise this is going to be a blessing to you tonight. On last Friday, the Friday before last, we did Prophetic Fire, and the Spirit of God just really engulfed the place. And that was a message on my heart. I want to kind of share that in a different way. Well, not a different way. There were some things we weren't able to get because it was our mandate not only to teach or preach that night, but also to also minister to the people of God. And so we just kind of put a pause on the message in order to share with the people of God the word of the Lord concerning their lives at that particular time. So I want to just share some things that we didn't get a chance to do just because of our mandate. Thank the Lord for all of you who are on Facebook Live. Elder Alfred, you can't throw a shoe at me because I'm in Florida. That man of God supports us. Rochelle Boyd and Beth. I didn't see you, Beth. I want to see you when I come back to Chicago. Of course, Minister Kaz is on with us. Stephen Gregory here. Stephen Gregory Hubs is on the line with us. Shay J, actually called Minister Al Taylor, singing, preaching, man of God, is on the line as well. We thank God for you. I want to ask everybody to share this. Real quickly, I'm going to go to Luke chapter 1. I'm going to go to Luke, and we're going to talk about tonight our response to the prophecy. Okay, we're going to do maybe we can consider this part two, my response to the prophecy. Luke chapter 1, verse number 13 says, "But the angel said unto him," we're talking about, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have a joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many other children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of fathers to the children, and disobedience to the wisdom of the just, to make ready the people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answered said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show these things glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my word, and which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias. It goes on. I'm going to stop right there just for a moment. Once again, I want to talk about our response to the prophecy. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor for your word tonight, because it's your word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Father, write these words down our hearts, we may not sin against you, and the glory shall be thine. In Jesus' name I pray. It is so, and so it is. I want to jump back just a little bit in the verses. And the angel tells, how you doing, Pastor Jones? Thanks again for supporting us on Prophetic Fire. Hey, Sharonda, Minister Ivan, Phillips, bless you, man of God. Angel says to Zacharias, your prayer has been heard. And that's important because, people of God, your prayer is a response to the conflict of the prophecy. Okay? In other words, the only reason that you are praying is because the enemy is doing something contrary to what God said. Because prophecy is simply the conversation of God concerning you, okay? Prophecy is not outside the word of God. You should not get a prophecy that's contradictory to the word of God and a prophecy contrary to the plan of God for your life. And so, in other words, when you are praying before God, you're saying, well, Lord, I need you to heal my body. It's contradictory because the word says, by his stripes, we are healed. So in other words,
You praying is simply because the enemy has sent conflicting things, situations, circumstances, emotions, mindsets, attitudes that are contrary to what God said about you. Not about how you feel, not about what you want, not about what somebody's trying to do to you. Your prayer should be in response to what God said about you, not what you want, not what you think ought to happen right now. Hey, Evangelist Street, I love you, love you, love you, love you. hey, Jazz, prayer should only be in response to what God said about you. So when the Bible talks about praying amiss, it's because sometimes we are praying things outside the will of God concerning our lives. You're asking God to bless you with certain things, and God is simply saying to you, I can't bless you with that because you are out of my will and is contrary to what I've said concerning you. Okay? So we want to make sure that we are saying and doing things, and we're praying things that are in line with what God said about you. Bless you, Sister Erica. Sometimes we are praying things out of our emotions. We're angry about something, and we're upset at somebody. So then we start praying and asking God to do stuff based on our anger. And that's not God's will for your life. The Bible talks about to be angry but to sin not. But it's okay to be angry. But when you start praying out of your anger, you then put your prayer in a place of judgment concerning that person and not the restoration. Hey, Brookie, love you more. And so we want to make sure that even when we're praying concerning other people, that we are praying the will of God. One of the things that my mother would always testify about concerning my father is that the Lord said to her, you see him like I see him. Pray for him like I see him. And so, thank you, Lord, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we are praying for people out of what we see and out of what we feel. And if life and death is in the power of our tongues, that means what I pray for you has to be God's will, not what I think ought to happen to you, not what I feel, not what I feel should happen to you. Guess what? Not even what happened to me. Even if I was in the same situation or in the same situation, my prayer concerning you ought to be what God has for you. God may have told me to shut my mouth, but he may tell you to say something. Or God may tell him, God told me to quit my job. He may have told you, amen, bless the Lord, to stay on that job. But you've got to make sure, bless you, woman, God, double-minded prayers. In other words, you cannot pray what you feel. Come out of your feelings, people of God. Stop praying in your feelings. Stop worshiping in your feelings. Stop praising in your feelings. We are responding too much to the prophecy of God, to the word of the Lord, in your feelings. And once again, from Genesis to Revelation, God never talks to us about our emotions because they're like an almond joy. Well, sometimes you'll feel like a nut and sometimes you won't. And so God never responds to our emotions because he's responding to our future. Hallelujah. God wants to know that you're in line with what he said about you. Hallelujah. Even though that fig tree was out of season, God, hallelujah. Even though that fig tree was not the season, hallelujah, for that fig tree to bear fruit, Jesus was waiting on a response based on what he said about him. Hallelujah. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what's going on with you. I don't care about your economic status. When you respond to the word of the Lord concerning your life correctly, God will change the season. My God, help me, Holy Ghost. God will switch, hallelujah, God will switch nature on your behalf. He'll defy the laws of man based on your response to what he said about you. Thank you. God will change, hallelujah, God will change what you got going on simply because that's what he's requesting for you. That's what he's requesting of you. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're so busy looking at the surroundings. We're so busy looking at the environment. We're so busy looking at what man says should happen. Watch this. You got to be careful because sometimes people around you who have been through the same situation that you have been through will sometimes diagnose your situation based on what they've been through. Baby, your testimony is just a light that God can do it. But your testimony, the Bible, nor is it the blueprint for what God said concerning me. I want y'all to share this. Share this and send me some shares and some likes. Once again, your testimony is not the blueprint. blueprint. My God, it's not the blueprint for my life. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I know the thoughts that I have for you. Hallelujah. And even those of us who prophesy, prophets, or give word of knowledge, or give words of wisdom, we only do that in part, the Bible says. No matter how deep in prophecy I get, hallelujah, it's still in part. Hallelujah. That's right, Mr. Taylor. Your experience don't mean truth. It may mean truth for you, but it may not mean truth for me. Hallelujah. So we have to make sure that when we are telling people things based off our testimony, that we try not to make them feel like this is the only way to get this done. Hallelujah. Once again, your prayer should be in response to the prophecy that God said concerning your life. And beloved, if you don't know what God is saying for your life, that's what has to be your first priority. God, what are you saying concerning me? Bless you, Overseer Coleman. God, what are you saying concerning my life? We're so busy asking God for things and asking God to do things that we have no idea his intention towards us. And then how can you ask God to bless you or to have his way in your life or to lead and guide you when you have no idea what he said about you? Now, granted, the truth of it is you may not know every detail. Hallelujah. But you've got to know what God is saying in the direction of where you're going. Bless you, Jesus. Your worship will trigger the prophecy. Your worship will trigger the prophecy. Your prayer is a response to the conflict of the prophecy. In other words, it has not been manifested yet. Has not been spoken as of yet. But your worship will then trigger the prophecy. Hallelujah. Because he's seeking such to worship him. Hallelujah. Now, your praise is a response to the manifestation of the prophecy. And yes, your praise will cause him to come and to live among you at that time. But your worship causes him, bless you, Jesus. Excuse me. Your worship will cause him to look for you. Your worship is not the slow song at the beginning of the service. Your worship is not the Israel New Breed song or the Fred Hammond song or the slow song in church. Give myself away. But your worship is your daily life. Your daily life has to be a worship to him. In the way you move, the way you groove, the way you respond, the way you dress, the way you respond to people, the way you treat those around you, those who don't know him. You've got to make sure that your worship is a lifestyle and not just a momentary song. Bless the Lord. And so then watch this. The angel of the Lord comes to him. Now, out of all the angels that God could have sent, all the angels that God could have sent, he only designates one as a messenger. And so you got to be careful when you got too many people speaking into your life. Okay? You got to be careful because God ain't sending everybody and their mama to speak to you. If it is something wrong, either on their end or your end. Because you should not need 17 people to confirm what God already said about you. If you do, you gotta find your prayer life. Because the prophecy should be in line with what God is already saying to you. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're looking for so much confirmation. You're looking for somebody to come to church and call your name out and tell you what your address is and tell you your first and last name and tell you what your phone number is. You don't need a prophecy for that. If you can't remember that, get a pond pilot. Hallelujah. But when someone comes to you and tells you what the Lord is saying, it ought to be because you are already hearing from the Lord, and that's a push to push you in the right direction. All right, that's what it should be. Let me move on. I want to make sure I get off this blog talk on time tonight. Watch this, because the closer you get, the more uncomfortable you ought to become with yesterday. See, prophecy ought to make you uncomfortable with the situation of yesterday. You'll keep doing Monday like you did Saturday, and you didn't receive the prophecy. You got to make sure that you change the things around you to make sure that prophecy manifests itself in your life. Sometimes we get a word from the Lord and we jump and we shout and we run across the room because that's what we wanted and need to hear. Share this for me, everybody. Please share this for me. Sharing life. Amen. Not just for me, but somebody. I'm sure somebody needs to hear this. We jump and we dance based on what we see and what and because we just wanted that word from the Lord. And then we don't go home and then change. We don't go home and change and make sure our environment is conducive to what God said. You have got to make sure that the things around me, situations around me, my actions are conducive to what God says. I got to make sure that my habits, my practices, my eating, my routines have changed and fallen in line with the prophecy of the Lord. That denotes honor to the prophecy. And the problem is that we want the prophecy, but we don't honor the prophecy. Honor, when you honor something, you take heed to what it says. You live on what was given to you because you don't want to offend it in any way. Ooh, Jesus, help me today. And sometimes we will offend the very word of the Lord because we won't change what we're doing. Hallelujah. We won't make sure that what I do from this point on honors what God said to me. Your praise is not an honor to what God said to you. It's just a response to what he said. Hallelujah. But the way you honor what God said to you, hallelujah, is that you make sure that you put yourself in line. If you love me, keep my commandments. Hence, the prophecy is a commandment. I know you don't feel like that, but that prophecy is a commandment. It's a commandment concerning your life. For something to live, you must honor it. If you are a planter, you like flowers, and you don't honor that flower by giving it sunlight and making sure you give it water, or making sure that the temperature around that flower, hallelujah, is conducive to that flower living, then you didn't honor that flower. You got to make sure that you find yourself in line with the word of God. And granted, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not one of them people who are going to give you some cloud in the sky. It may not be easy for some. For some of us, it may be a very battle to change what I'm doing in order to do what God told me to do. But if it was going to be easy, it wouldn't be change. Because change ain't cheap. You are either tired of where you are, or you're just complaining about where you are. Thanks for those who shared already. But if you are really tired of where you are, it's going to be imperative that you put yourself in an uncomfortable position. Not willing to be uncomfortable only because we want things to get better, but still we want them to get better in line with what we're already doing. We don't want to change our routine. We don't want to change our routine. We don't want to change the people around us. And if you're not careful, you'll let people talk you out of what God said. And you cannot take your cue from the culture around you. Because the culture around you may say, keep on doing what you're doing. And if you just keep on doing what you're doing, good things come to good people, yes. But faith without works are dead. And I'm not looking for a good thing. I'm looking for a God thing. I'm looking for God to completely alter the way I live, all like I did August the 25th. Hallelujah. And whatever that intake, Lord, whatever you require me to do, I am willing to do. Because right now, yesterday is a prison to me. It's an absolute prison to me. You've got to actually partner with your prophecy.
If you're not willing to even partner with your prophecy, then you leave it by itself. What do I mean by partner with your prophecy? I've got to make sure that me and my prophecy flourish. And I'm not looking to just simply get a word from the Lord and then expect the prophecy to do everything. Sometimes we're looking for the prophecy to do everything. We're looking for the prophecy to manifest all by itself while I sit there and do nothing. James 1 and 22 says, but prove yourself doers of the word, simply obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by sound reasons contrary to the truth. It's not enough to just hear the word. It's not enough just to hear the word. Demons hear the word, and they tremble, but they're still demons. They hear the word, they tremble. They attack you based on the word, but they're still demons. So you hearing the word doesn't change the content of who you are. Hallelujah. But your practices will. Bless you, Jesus. It's not enough just to hear the word. My kids sometimes will, you know, both those who got kids, sometimes you got to say stuff to them multiple times. And you'll say, did you hear what I said to you? And they heard you, but because their brains didn't process thoroughly what you said, they kept on doing something. Some of my children cannot multitask, depending on what it is, because they will completely hear what you said, and it'll really sound like the lady out Charlie Brown, with womp, 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 womp. But that's how we are with the Lord. We can't multitask. That's why it behooves us to not come to church being so emotional. Because your emotions, God help me, your emotions will dilute the word of God. It will cause you to forget because the prophecy is who you're becoming. Internalize its meaning. You forget the very word. You forget exactly who God said you are through the prophecy. And he shows you who you are through the prophecy, through the word. But you forgot the very image of who he said you were, who you were. Faith that does not involve action is phony. And we got a lot of phony people who hear the word but don't do anything. You had the power to do so. If you did not have the power to do so, then God would have never given you the word. Don't let the enemy trick you into believing that change is so hard that it's impossible. The only reason God gave you the word is because you're more than able. Hallelujah. That was the problem with the Israelites. They got the word because God knew it. God had already set them up for it. He had already put it in place. He had already shown you an impossible victory. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. God has already shown you impossible victory. But you have let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Bless the Lord of my salvation. Beloved, those of you who are listening to me on Blog Talk Radio and listening or watching via Facebook Live, God has already set you up. God is saying, hey, I know the thoughts that I have for you, thoughts of good, not of evil. I need you to line your actions up with my thoughts towards you. Hallelujah. I need you to line, hallelujah, your attitude up to what I've already set up. I need you, although you feel defeated, to line your actions up with the already predestined victory that I set in place over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. Don't you move off what God said. Don't you change, hallelujah, what God said. Don't you doubt what God says. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. The word came for a reason. It came for a reason. He just came, the prophecy of God just came to remind you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Bless you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 2, for indeed we have had the good news of salvation preached to us, just as the Israelites also, when the good news of the promised land came to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because it was not united with their faith in God by those who heard it. Hallelujah. You've got to ignite the word of God, hallelujah, with your faith. You got to, hallelujah, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost down in my soul. You got to take your faith and what the word says and put them together. If you don't align your faith with the word of God, it will benefit you not. But it's God's word that's going to stand. If I take pleasing him and the stability of his word, I will please him forever. And that's what God is looking for. He's looking for a people who will please him for the rest of their lives. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. I'm going to say it again, that bless my soul. He's looking for a people who will please him with your faith. But do it for the rest of your life, not just for a car or for a house or for a promotion or for a healing. But God, I'm going to take my faith in every aspect of my life with your word and cause it to please you every day that I live. Because it's faith that's a light unto my God. And faith is the hope, substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Now, even though I'm talking about the rest of my life, hallelujah, I can please you for the rest of my life, even though I don't know what the next step is, even though I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and I don't know what the next step is, I'm willing to please you for the rest of my life. Because watch this, if I take your word, hallelujah, you're not a man that you should lie. Neither the son of man you should repent. Hallelujah. Guess what? If I take pleasing you, connected with forever, and the fact that this won't let me down, my God, I won't let you down, and you won't let me down. Together, that's a partnership. We're looking for success. The only reason you get a partner is because I can't do it by myself. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. The only reason I need a partner is because there's something that I need that you have, and there's something that I have that you need, and if we put those things together, hallelujah, it will bring success and productivity to my life. Your belief requires action. God, I promise you I'm going to get you out on time tonight. Your belief requires action. The urgency of your response is important. Sometimes we're waiting to see certain things and we're waiting on certain things to happen. And what I had to find out, what I simply had to find out, Mika Hayes, what I simply had to find out is that sometimes we can't procrastinate on what God said to us, because when the fight comes, because there's going to be a fight, there's going to be a fight about what God said about you. There's going to be a fight about what God said to you. I've got to move on the word of God to make sure that when the fight comes, I'm already established in the word. And sometimes we are waiting on something to happen. Come on, I need some more y'all to share this. We're waiting for something to happen before we get grounded in the word. And God is saying, you get yourself grounded. As soon as I speak it, move. When I tell you, move, hallelujah. When you hear the word of the Lord, you move, hallelujah, just like that. And sometimes we're waiting on things to line up, and we're waiting on things to feel better. We're waiting on to see it, and we're waiting on things to make sense and what we're doing. And God is saying the word itself, hallelujah, will cause it to make sense. And so then sometimes what happens is because we've waited and because we're not grounded in the word, when the attack comes, it knocks us down. It takes us out, and it causes us to not receive the full manifestation of the word because we're not grounded in it. Hallelujah. You've got to have your legs planted in the prophecy. Come on, somebody type that for me. Get your legs planted in the prophecy. Type it to yourself. Text it to yourself. Email it to yourself. I've got to get my legs planted in the prophecy. Oh, I need some more of y'all to share this. This is a divine word for somebody tonight. Hallelujah. You got to get your legs planted in the prophecy. Why? Because we've got so many people being knocked down, hallelujah, by the troubles of life, and you've already had a word. You've already received the word. God's already spoken to you, hallelujah. So the fight, what you need to keep yourself planted in the prophecy, you already have. But because you didn't get there, the enemy knocked you down. He took you out, and then you don't have any faith anymore. You got to get a, now you got to get get another word. You got to go to another conference. You got to go to another press service. You got to go to another woman. Now I lose. When God already gave you the word, did I not tell you? Who did hinder you? Who did hinder you? That was the problem with Adam. Where art now? It wasn't because God didn't know how to find Adam. But when Adam ate that apple, the connection that God had with Adam had been severed by sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And some of us, you don't hear from God the way you need to because of situations in your life. Maybe sin, it may be slothfulness, it may be disobedience, it may be procrastination. But God knows where you are, but you're not where he planted you at. God help me, Holy Ghost. When Adam was planted in the garden, God gave him a word. God gave him success. God gave him a future. Hallelujah. God gave him instruction. And many of us don't have the instruction and the success of God in the middle of the garden that will have everything you need because you didn't stay in the word of God. Adam had everything he needed. And even when Adam looked alone and felt alone, God said, now Adam had, my God, Adam, hallelujah, Adam had prayed, Lord, I need a companion. Adam had bombarded heaven. He didn't push his plate back. He didn't go on a fast. God, I need y'all to share this. This is rich. Good God from Zion. Adam didn't go on a 3-day fast. God saw what Adam needed with his mouth. And some of us don't have what we need, my God, because you're not in position. God does not see your need. He sees your sin. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. Because you're out of position, because you disconnected yourself from the word, God does not see your need. He sees your sin. Good God Almighty, bless you, Jesus. And God is saying, when you get back in position, not only will you get a word from me, but I'll see what you need, and I will shift the very laws of nature, hallelujah, to give you what you need, because I see it ain't good for you not to have a car. It's not good for you not to own your home. It's not good for you not to have your business. It's not good for you not to have a husband or a wife, hallelujah. So when you, hallelujah, when you open up your mouth, now watch this. Woo! Oh, God, I feel, let me bring it on down. I feel this thing in my soul. Hallelujah. When you find yourself in the right position, watch this. Watch this. The Bible says that God said it's not good for men to be alone. I want to go to it. I want to go to it. I hope some of y'all got your Bibles. I want you to go to your Bibles real quick. I want to go to Genesis chapter 2, and I'm going to be done. I got to leave in a little while to go pick my daughter up from work. Thank the Lord for a working child. Ain't God all right? I want to go, I believe it is verse number 16. All right, matter of fact, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. I was just talking about it. Chapter 2, it says, you may freely eat the fruit from every tree of the garden, but only from the tree of knowledge. And some of us watch it. God gave Adam a freedom. But there is a condition on your freedom. Obey what I told you. Hallelujah. Obey what I said to you. I only got 6 shares, y'all. I need some more of y'all to share this. This thing is good. I'm telling you. You say you got some friends. You a real friend. You might want to share this. He said, every tree of the garden but tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. Otherwise, on the day you eat from it, you shall most certainly die. Because of your disobedience. Watch this. So here it is. The Lord says to him, you can have almost everything in here but one thing. And for many of us, it's that one thing that gets us in trouble. It's that one thing that will cause a domino effect in your life to cause you to step out the will of God for you and your seed. God gives him instruction. I want you to notice this. Adam is still in position. Verse number 18 says, now the Lord God said it's not good, beneficial for the man to be alone. I will make him a helper, one who balances him and a counterpart who is suitable and complementary for him. Now the King James Version, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, but the King James Version says a companion. I will make for him a companion. Now, notice, he didn't say a wife. Notice he did not say a wife. Because a companion is someone who will walk with you through thick and thin, up and down. Those are the vows. Rich or poor, until death do you apart. A wife is somebody you marry. I know you don't like that. It's okay. I just lost about five people. Somebody you marry. And many of us have spouses, but we don't have companions. And that's why the conflict of communication, it goes on in your marriage, because you just have a spouse and not somebody who God has destined to walk through life with you, to compliment you, to be a counterpart who is suitable and brings balance to your life. Let me move on, because they're married to me, and I'm going to keep it going. Watch this. So the Bible says, suitable for him. So, in verse number 19, it says, so. It says, so. So is a conjunction word. So the Lord formed out of the ground every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called a living creature, that was its name. And, verse number 20 starts with and, another conjunction word. And the man gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the air and every animal of the field. In the same verse, didn't change the verse, the same 19 verse, there's a semicolon there. Because it's not, a semicolon is not a period, nor is it a comma. In other words, let me give you a little English lesson. Period ends the sentence. A comma is continuous of that thought. All right? But the Bible says, but for Adam, there was not found a helper that was suitable, a companion for him. In other words, when God brought the animals before Adam, when Adam got done naming those animals, he did not call any of those animals, bless you, Pastor Thomas in California, bless you, Pastor Troy in Chicago, Adam did not name any of those animals his companion. God, help me today. What are you saying, Pastor Thomas? I'm telling you, there are too many people calling some animal your companion. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. And you're wondering why you find yourself deficient, ate up, outside, and lacking, because an animal cannot take care of a spiritual human prophetic being. Let me move on. So, but I want you to notice this, though. While Adam is still in position, God still gives him the power to name God the things that are around him. Help me, Holy Ghost. And when you are in position, what's going on, Linnell? That's my little brother, y'all. When you are in position, hallelujah, when you are in position, God will give you the power to open up your mouth and to name those things that will compliment you, balance you, and make you better and cause them to be in your life forever. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. And some of us, because we're not in position, because we're out of the instruction of God, which is the prophetic word, we can't open up our mouth and speak because we are out of position. Help me, Holy Ghost. When you get back in position, God will allow the things to come out of your mouth to manifest your future. There was no suitable help or companion for him found. Here's verse number 21. It says, it begins with the word so. It begins with the word so. The Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam while he slept. He took one of his ribs. Hallelujah. There's a comma there. I want you to know there's a comma there. He took out of his ribs, they closed up the flesh at that place. There's a period. And the rib, another conjunction word, and the rib which the Lord had taken from a man, he made fashioned and formed into a woman. And he brought her and presented her to the man. Now watch this. That's the end of verse number 22. I want you to notice that whenever God created, if you read the stuff, the chapter prior to, whenever God created something, he gave it a name. He gave it a name. Are you listening to me? He gave it a name. All right? He named them male and female, created he them. In the previous chapter, so it wasn't about a female situation. But there was already in verse number, chapter number one, you'll see there were already females created. Already females created. I got to go, y'all. I'm on here too long. But there was not a companion found. Just because they, me, Holy Ghost, just because they fit the gender does not mean they fit the position. Woo! I need somebody to type that right there. Just because they fit the gender. mean they fit the position. I'm going to keep moving. Verse number 23 says, and then, in conjunction to, after that, in response to the previous one, then Adam says, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She, now, this is Adam speaking, not God. Adam speaking, saying, she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man, the womb of a man. The womb of a man. For this reason shall a man leave his father, his mother, shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed or embarrassed. Y'all, I may have to do part two tomorrow or later on or something like that. But watch this. I want to tell you, when you're in position, not only will God give you the ability to name the things around you, he will allow you to pronounce, hallelujah, future of your family. God Almighty. Women of God who are out there, who are single and looking for a husband, if that man cannot pronounce the word of God and then God honor, hallelujah, you'll know he's the man for you when he opens up his mouth and speaks towards you and God honors what he says. Y'all, I wish I could run. I want to run right now. That man ought to be able to open up his mouth and give you a name that God honors. Help me, Holy Ghost. That man ought to be able to open up his mouth, and when he gives you a name, that God honors what he says. I gotta go. So I read that because Adam, I'm trying to get this. I'm trying to put a quart in a pint or a pint in a quart. I forget what that is. But listen, this thing is blessing my soul. All right. It's just a chastity. Let the Lord give him a name for me that, my God, that he will. I'm going to adjust that to the chastity just a little bit. God didn't give him the name because he's so in tune with what God said about him. Woo! Because he's so in tune with what God said about him, he already knows what to call it. And then God honors what he says because he's in line already with the word of God. Bless you, Jesus. All right. Okay, y'all. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to continue this tomorrow. That's what we're going to do. All right. We're going to continue this tomorrow. I need y'all to meet me tomorrow. Same time, same station. Apostle, I don't know if we can get on Blog Talk tomorrow. I know you guys are set up for certain ministries at certain times for certain days. But I'm definitely going to be back on Facebook live tomorrow at the 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listen, I got to continue this because I can't let it go. This thing is blessing my life. I don't know if it's blessing y'all, but if it blessed you, please do me a favor and share this, amen, and share this to your friends. I'm going to put a reminder in my phone to do a part two on tomorrow. I love you. I thank God for you. And remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. I love you permanently.
Oh, my God. I was blessed by this on tonight, Prophet. I mean, I can't even say number. Hallelujah. The word coming out of your mouth tonight was just fire. Just fire. I was blessed, and I know everybody on Facebook as well on Blog Talk was blessed behind the word that you just poured out into us to be able to say every day of our life. Just let us know who God called us to be, how we were named, where we come from. Just so many places that you can touch. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect to open the line, so if anybody have anything to say, they could say it at this time.
The lines are open.
The lines are open. So if you all want to make a comment, go right ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Sheila Kaiser. I just want to call and say I thank you, and I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for without him, we would not be here today. I want to thank you, God. Thank you for Papa Antoine. Had the right saying, the right words, in the right way. And I just want to thank you and say God bless you and forever be in the mind and the glory of my heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words on tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to speak to the man of God tonight?
This is just to y'all. I want to say it's hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my. I can't wait for tomorrow. But I'm going to set it up for you, Prophet, and I'll make sure that I put it out there on Facebook. And I don't know if Minister Sylvia will be available or Minister Sheila to open up the line, but whatever it is, we'll work out the administrative stuff that we need to in the background, because this is definitely a word that is globally going to bless a whole lot of people, because it definitely blessed me. Amen. Thank you, as Minister Sheila has already said.
Oh, thank you so much, Apostle Elect Cecilia, for your comments. Is there anyone else that would just love to speak to this man of God life on tonight? Because he just set the lines on fire. The lines are open. Okay, well, I see that we don't have anyone else to speak at this time. I'm going to ask the man of God, does he have any cheek plugs, or would he like to end prayers out tonight? Prophet, do you have any cheek plugs you would like to put out there?
No plugs as of right now, and cheap or expensive. Just bless the Lord, and man, we're getting to things that are coming up in Atlanta, and we'll definitely keep you posted with that. It'll be Prophetic Fire Part 2, amen, and we got some things that may be coming up in Chicago in the next couple of weeks, and we'll definitely keep you posted with that as well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. It would sound like I said cheap, not cheap. So I'm going to ask you,
okay,
man God, to pray us out tonight with your expensive words.
All right, wonderful. Father, we just give you praise and we give you honor. Lord, I just thank you for the word tonight. Father, I just bless you because, bless the Lord, hallelujah, that you won't leave us in Egypt, no matter what the situation is. Father, I bless you because your plans for us are not just about us, but they're about our future. They're about our seed and our seed seeds. And I bless you and I give you honor for that you had a plan for me before I had a problem. And for that, I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. Father, continues to call us to be A-level Christians in everything that we say and everything that we do. You get the glory out of our lives. If you get the glory, give us the victory. And we bless you, and we honor you, give you praise. Let this week be the best week of our lives. Cause the manifestation of your glory to manifest in our lives, every day of our lives. And we give you honor, we give you glory. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is.
Amen. And I'm just going to ask God to just cover the prophet on tonight, cover him, his family, his travels, his job, just cover him in every way needed, in every way that he needs help, Lord. I'm just asking you to just cover him, give him rest on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I would like to say thank you all again for joining in on this Monday night, for being faithful listeners. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But please don't forget to call back in on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a blog talk with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall with God Still Heals. And every Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, we are here with Let's Talk. Don't forget those nights, please. And don't forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6, and 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Keep this ministry in your prayers, and don't forget to pray for yourself. Amen. Good night.